Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Uzbekistan's ruler for more than 25 years, Islam Karimov, has died, ending days of speculation about whether he was still alive following a massive stroke. Uzbek authorities say the 78-year-old ruler had been in a coma for days. He was pronounced dead Friday evening, one day after the country's independence holiday. Karimov, the only leader Uzbekistan has known since it became an independent nation following the collapse of the Soviet Union, crushed all opposition during his time in power, and he had not groomed anyone to take over after him. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has declared a state of lawlessness after militants claim responsibility for a bomb blast that killed 14. The explosion hit a market in Duterte's hometown of Davao. The president was in the city at the time of the explosion. He was mayor of Davao, where he is hugely popular, for more than 20 years before becoming president in June. Protesters in Gabon's capital have carried out widespread looting as unrest continues following this week's announcement. Incumbent President Ali Bongo had narrowly defeated his challenger, Jean Ping, in a nationwide vote. Ping is disputing the results of that showing that gave him a loss by about 5,000 votes. Syrian forces have liberated three more villages in northern Syria from Islamic State control, further pushing the militants out of the territory that they've held for years. The villages are now controlled by the Syrian Democratic Forces. That's an alliance of Kurdish and Arab fighters backed by the U.S. This is VOA News. As it hosts the G20 summit, China has spared no effort to make sure the event is a success. Most local residents of China's historic city of Hangzhou are proud their hometown has been thrust onto the international stage as chosen to host the meetings. VOA's Bill Ide in Hangzhou reporting now that President Obama has been under pressure to seek some breakthroughs on an array of issues when he meets with Chinese President Xi Jinping.
This is an effort of management. The president wants to have a good trip, but he's going to raise the issues that he feels are important, as will Xi Jinping. But both are in a management stage at this point. There's the elections coming up in the United States soon, and we'll have a new president. And so China's not going to necessarily jump into anything too drastic. And in the same way, China is going through a leadership reshuffle next year. And so on both sides, there's a lot ahead that is uncertain. So you wouldn't expect that they would have too big of a breakthrough in any area.
That is VOA correspondent Bill Ide in Hangzhou, China. FBI has released 58 pages of documents to the public from their investigation of U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's controversial use of private email servers during her time as Secretary of State. Bureau of Investigation closed its year-long probe last month into whether Clinton and her aides mishandled sensitive information that flowed through the email server located in the basement of her home. FBI Director James Comey said his agents found no evidence of criminal wrongdoing by the Democratic presidential nominee. Residents along the Gulf Coast of the U.S. state of Florida checking now for damage after Hurricane Hermine slammed into the area before heading up the east coast of the U.S. There is high potential for drenching rain and deadly flooding. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is warning residents about the storm, which could stall over areas near the city.
Now, that's an unusual situation for such a large storm to stall and remain in place and have a real direct impact on New York City and Long Island, all the surrounding areas, for such a long period of time. That's unusual, and that's one of the things that's causing us some real concern.
De Blasio asked residents to stay out of the ocean because of the likelihood of dangerous rip tides. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Wes Davis here. Welcome to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with the great saxophonist Joe Lovano. We caught up with him offstage before his performance at the 2016 Newport Jazz Festival. Yes, we'll return for another segment of our Sunny Saturday in Newport. A chance to be at the Newport Jazz Festival, the grandfather of all jazz festivals, and to hear some wonderful music and talk to some wonderful musicians. Joe Lovano was there to perform with his longtime friend and associate, even his classmate from back in the day when he was in college at the Berklee College of Music, John Scofield. So we'll hear some music from the two of them together and debut once again another cut from Classic Live at Newport, the Joe Lovano Quartet recorded in 2005. But let's begin with some music from a gentleman who was born on the 4th of September in 1918 and passed away on the 8th of September in 2014 at the age of 96, Gerald Wilson. What an incredible composer, orchestra leader, and after moving from his original home in Mississippi in the southern state in the United States to Los Angeles, where he set up shop, he became a worldwide phenomenon in jazz and many different styles. But it was his work as an orchestrator and composer where he made his life and his career and his legend. He became an NEA jazz master. And now we'll salute Gerald Wilson with a song from his album, New York, New Sound, from 2003. The song is Nancy Joe, as we remember Gerald Wilson to begin this set of VOA's Jazz America. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
The great guitarist John Scofield from his latest release, Past Present, and a song dedicated to his late son, Evan, who passed away at the age of 26 just a couple of years ago. The song, Get Proud. Dedicated to his son, the entire work, as a matter of fact, and that featured Joe Lovano on saxophone. Joe and John have been longtime friends and associates, and as a matter of fact, that was the topic of conversation with Joe Lovano offstage before their performance together at the Newport Jazz Festival that I want to share with you right now. And we'll follow that with another cut from Joe Lovano's brand new work with his quartet, Classic, live at Newport.
I'm really proud this year in 2016 that I just released my next Blue Note recording live at Newport. Classic. Featuring Hank Jones, George Mraz, and Lewis Nash from a concert that I had recorded in 2005. I've had in the can all these years. It never was released because I was in the middle of other projects for Blue Note. And this year, Don Waz and Blue Note Records really embraced it, and it's just released now, and I'm really thrilled because it was a concert we did just coming back from Europe. It was our final concert of a tour that summer. And the pots were on, let me just say that.
Well, you just did my work for me because I've already gotten the record. It's beautiful, man. Congratulations.
Thank you. I was some just of the greatest Hank Jones also. He was 86 on that session, man. And played like as fresh as Daisy, like a 20-year-old, you know, with the kind of energy and ideas that he played with his whole career in life, you know. He was an inspiration to be around for all of us. And that day he was uplifted to be back at Newport also, because he played here who knows how many times through his career.
Yeah, I was just going to give all that information to our folks listening around the world on Voice of America, then play a cut, but you just did it for me, so thank you very much.
Now you can play two cuts.
I'm going to play four cuts. We're going to make you the special for the whole show.
Oh, man.
And from Classic Live at Newport, recorded in 2005, Joe Lovano and his quartet with the song 6 and 4 on Jazz America from VOA 1. Thank you. 6 and 4, the name of that piece. The quartet, led by Joe Lovano and featuring the legendary Hank Jones on piano from his new release, Classic Live at Newport. I've got more conversation coming up with Joe from our sunny Saturday in Newport and another cut from this brilliant new live album. But first,
I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you. And here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice. So write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com.
And here's a message that had a subject line that certainly did get my attention. The subject line was, "Does jazz in Russia exist?" And here is the message. "Dear Russ, warm greetings from Yevgeny, Anton, and Ignat, also known as LRK Trio from Moscow. We've been performing at various jazz festivals, including Monterey Jazz Festival, Montreal Jazz Festival, Lionel Hampton Jazz Fest, North Sea, to name a few. Being true American jazz lovers, we also have been in a process of identifying what Russian jazz can sound like and released an album on Igmor Butman's record label featuring string quartet. It's called Open Strings. We will be glad to share our music with American jazz lovers through your radio station. Sincerely, Yevgeny Anton Ignat." Well, gentlemen, it is my pleasure to not only share it with my American radio station, Mojo Radio, but also with the audience all around the world on Jazz America from VOA. So let's enjoy this incredible trio from Moscow with a string quartet joining them. It's LRK from Open Strings with their version of Wayne Shorter's classic El Gaucho.
in Paris near the Fuquay Zanzibar. Said the woman at the front door, do you know the place you are? This place is for the fancy, I don't think you fit the scene. You are just American black boy, I'm a French African queen. As she was tall and statuesque, she looked straight over my puzzled head. She said, don't make me get real ugly, you heard just what I said. I've got music for the people, I must fulfill my precious dream, to bring blues from America to the French African queen. Near the Fuquay Zanzibar. Said the woman at the front door, do you know the place you are? This place is for the fancy, I don't think you fit the scene. You are just American black boy, I'm a French African queen. As she was tall and statuesque, she looked straight over my puzzled head. She said, don't make me get real ugly, you heard just what I said. I've got music for the people, I must fulfill my precious dream. I bring blues from America to the French African queen. And my words were not so different, land and language in the way. We feel the same human feelings with different words we say. We are fruit from the same tree, I think you know just what I mean. I am your American black boy and my French African queen.
Not only is the album you just heard from, Take Me to the Alley by Gregory Porter, vying for the top jazz vocal release of the year so far, but it's also vying for the top jazz release in general. It's been near or at the very top of the jazz charts in the USA for week after week after week. Gregory Porter with the song entitled French African Queen from his latest release. Here on VOA's Jazz America, we're going to hear another piece of new music, another cut from Classic, live at Newport. Joe Lovano, the great saxophonist, and his quartet recorded at the 2005 Newport Jazz Festival after we catch up with him one more time at the 2016 Newport Jazz Fest for this conversation here on VOA's Jazz America.
It doesn't really matter to you what setting you're in, if it's us five or playing with a European big band or playing with any of your other own personal bands or with John or whoever. It's variety is the spice of life.
Well, I love to play music and I like to explore music with all kinds of folks in this multicultural world we live in and this multi-generational world that jazz is about as well. And that fuels my ideas and it puts me in a certain frame of mind and to be creative with who I'm playing with and within the material that we're dealing with, you know. Mm. And when you feed off of each other's influences and experiences and spontaneously create music together, you don't think about anything. It's just things like that just happen.
Mm-hmm. One last statement for folks listening around the world on the Voice of America from a great American musician who may be the finest player of your instrument today at this point in history, if you don't mind me saying so. Just your own personal feelings, your own personal statement you'd like to make to folks listening around the world.
Well, I appreciate all your kind words, but I'm scratching the surface right now, so stay tuned.
Joe, you're More humble. You're more humble than you are talented, and that's a great talent. Thank you, Joe. Great to see you as always, my friend.
Yeah,
have a great show today.
Thank you, my man. Beautiful.
I love the title of this song. It's called Kids Are Pretty People. It's another cut from Joe Lovano's quartet release, Classic, live at Newport on Jazz America from VOA1.
Hi, this is Chick Corea, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America. We'll be right back.
Recording of the song Rumble by Chick Corea and his electric band. And as part of his 75th birthday celebration in the year 2016, he'll be reforming a new version of the electric band to tour the world. This is Russ Davis. I certainly hope you've enjoyed this edition of Jazz America. And next week we have a special feature, New Trends in New Big Band. A style that's been around since the beginning of the 20th century, now for the 21st century, in the music of Bob Minzer of the Yellow Jackets, Fareed Hawk with the CCM Jazz Orchestra of Cincinnati, Mike Mignieri with the Swiss Jazz Orchestra, and Darcy James Argue's Secret Society. New trends in new big band on the next Jazz America.